We've been considering the gifts of Christmas this year during Advent, not the toys or the clothes or the things we get that we can use. I'm getting new pans. We've been opening the gifts that God gives for our spirit, hope and peace, joy and love. These gifts are lasting and wonderful. And although they're abstract, they're hard to put a bow on, they're easily describable. And we know these gifts, and we feel them, and we experience them, and we know, yes, we want them all. But do we understand and accept and receive the gift of glory? Would we know glory if we saw it? Have you ever seen or experienced true glory? Some of you read Sarah Young's well-loved devotional, Jesus Calling, and the other day she wrote, "Living by faith rather than sight is what enables us to see God's glory." Glory. One of the most common root words in our scripture and in our churches. It's in our core values here. We call out for glorious worship. But what is glorious? In the Old Testament, it was used to translate Hebrew words for awe and splendor. In the New Testament, it translates the Greek word doxa, which forms our word doxology. Words of praise. And it includes brightness and light and power. And one of the Hebrew words also means weight or heaviness. Glory, it's beautiful, serious business. One of the first descriptions of glory in the Bible comes at the presentation of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 24. Says, "The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel." Wow. God's people get it. God is wow and more. God gives great gifts and then asks for our response, living helpful and thankful lives. In the Old Testament times, Jesus' ancestors, David, and then David's son, Solomon, built a beautiful temple in which to worship God. And the people worked together to help build it. And listen to the response from 1 Chronicles 29. "Therefore, David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, 'Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our God forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all, and your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name." I bet if we took time to pray that every day. Glory. It's awesomeness and majesty and splendor and brightness and brilliance and magnificence, and it's something you just don't see every day. In the Christmas story from Luke 2, verse 10, we know the line so well about the angels and the shepherds, and we almost yawn when we read it. "And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." Put yourself on that hill with those sheep. Feel the adrenaline. Glory is bold, not boring. One Bible translator used the phrase infinite significance in place of glory. So whatever you are describing about God and God's glory, it is infinite. It is more than you can ask or imagine. And with all that power and that wow factor compared to our everyday lives, it's no surprise that we rarely see true glory. Part of the difficulty in the gift of glory is the contrast in the story and also in our lives. Sometimes theologians describe God's glory in the already but not yet. The birth announcement is amazing. The sky and the angels show splendor and glory, but not yet. Everything's not yet accomplished. There's so much contrast between the splendor of the angels singing and Bethlehem's humble surroundings. The celebration of Christmas tries to describe and explain and give us glory in scenes that are stark and humble and hard. The shepherds were up on the hillside and they saw a sky filled with angels giving glory to God in the highest, and they went with haste. They hurried down to Bethlehem, and what did they find? A baby wrapped in rags in a barn. What a contrast. It's like the carol we just sang, "Angels we have heard on high." And English words aren't enough, so we throw in the Latin, "Gloria in excelsis Deo." It's like our worship. Today we want it to be really special, and it has been. But somehow, at the end of it all, singing Silent Night with our own little candle maybe is the glorious, the most glorious of all. The contrast highlights the glory, and the glory shines within us. We see and we shine in the gifts we receive with the coming of Christ. And yes, God's gifts for us are always more superlative, splendor, greatest, out of this world with God, yes. And it's not what we do, but it's what God gives, these precious gifts. We've been talking about the gifts. The Apostle Paul sees hope as a universal gift, writing, "Creation waits with eager longing." Hope can happen in the midst of great pain. And we sense that somewhere in time or beyond it, there has to be more. It has to be better. And it's not surprising then to read Paul's observation that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. So we live in hope. And we are grateful for the gift of peace. John 14, 27, it says, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not like the world gives." Jesus gives us a unique peace. The peace is knowing that God is with you, as evidenced in the perfect balance of grace and truth. Even on the hardest days, Dr. Carlson said about joy, that Christ is born to pierce through all the darkness of our lives, bringing the heavenly light of joy that will never end. Jesus Christ is our eternal joy, and you can experience him at any time. All because of love that never fails or ends. God's love is a gift given to us. It's forever, and nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Christmas says, "You are loved by God." The gift of glory is the gift we receive when we accept the hope, peace, love, joy of God. In God, we see this greatest gift of glory. It comes. He comes. He comes simply, it seems. But the heavens can't keep still. The angels shout, the stars align. The simple and the great are pulled toward the glory of God, found in love, lying in a manger, but full of grace and truth. And whenever we describe God, we use the highest words we have. But with God, there is always glorious glory more. Eugene Peterson's translation of John 1 describes Christmas glory this way. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood, and we saw the glory with our own eyes. The one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. We live off his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. We got the basics from Moses, and then this exuberant giving and receiving, this endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus, the Messiah. No one has ever seen God, not so much as a glimpse. This one-of-a-kind God expression who exists at the very heart of the Father has made him plain as day. Heaven and earth are full. They are filled with God's glory. Do we see it? Do we know it's there for us? Are we looking? Are we reflecting the glory that we receive as the greatest gift this night? For we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. It is God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So we've been unwrapping gifts for a long time, hope and peace and joy and love, and tonight, with Christ coming, with God with us, we see and experience and are promised glory forever. Reverend Dr. Dean Nadasty summed it up this way. When John finally gets to answering the question, "From what you saw in Jesus, what's God really like?" And he says, "Jesus is full of grace and truth." And John is overwhelmed by the generous love of God he sees in Christ. For from his fullness we've all received grace upon grace. In other words, Jesus embodies the relentless, extravagant, limitless, constant love of God. God wants to give you the gift of grace upon grace, demonstrated by the glory of the angels singing and the glory of Jesus' miraculous birth and the baby changing everything, and the glory of God revealed to us. And God calls to each of us tonight, "Here's my hope and my peace and my joy and my love wrapped up in my grace, presented in all my glory as a gift to you. Here it is for you." No thank you seems like a rather ridiculous answer. So tonight, when all is calm and bright, that's all you need to say to receive this greatest gift from God. Thank you. God, full of loving kindness and truth, comes to us. To God be the glory. Merry Christmas. Please pray with me. Thank you, Holy God, for the glory of Christmas, for the hope and peace, joy and love that is given to us by the presence of God, of Jesus in our world. Thank you. Amen.